97.9 The Loop, WLUP FM, HD1 Chicago. There's you two. The mayor of New York's in trouble because he ate New York-style pizza with a fork.
Still my beating heart.
Which I will say, you're a politician. You know this is the stuff that gets the sleaze stacks upset.
Yes.
You know this.
Yes.
You know this. And you have to be smarter than this. I mean, you got to know that some meatball is going to take issue with this.
Right. It's a stupid waste of time, but it's an avoidable waste of time. Mm. For example, in Chicago, it really is okay if you put ketchup on a hot dog. It is. No one's going to break inside your house. No jackbooted thugs
Rob,
are going to take
you. Rob, I will tell you that
the hot dog place for re-education.
My experience has been, as someone who's
not from here.
All right. But who is from the Midwest, I still want you to like me. That you guys really do the hot dog, the ketchup's a thing, as it should be. There's certain pride in doing things a certain way, much like in New York. It's like you eat that big slice of pizza, you fold it, you eat it. That's what you do. It's part of the culture. And if you're an idiot and you're the mayor and you eat it with a fork, you kind of deserve to be pimp slapped around a little bit. Likewise, if I was running for office here and I put ketchup on a Chicago dog, you should look at me like I'm a moron.
Right. So even if you like ketchup on a hot dog, publicly you don't do it.
Yes.
You
right.
You just avoid it. You stay away from that landmine entirely.
Uh-huh. He had to issue a statement, right?
Of course he had to issue a statement.
After his blunder, so here we go.
In my ancestral homeland, it is more typical to use...
Which is Italy, by the way.
Right? It is.
It is.
Lazio. Yeah, yeah.
In my ancestral home, when you have a pizza like this, it had a lot on it.
See what you did? I'm a real Italian, and you're not. You can go to hell. See, that's what he's doing there.
Well, that makes you sound like even more of a snob.
Right.
No, there was a thing, like, remember George H.W. Bush was running for re-election, and my Coach Q there, and he went to the Billy Goat, and the one on Michigan Avenue, and he put a napkin in his lap, and I think he ate the burger with a knife and fork. And, of course, you know, Mike Royko then emerged from his gin-soaked stupor.
Well, I certainly can't have that.
That's exactly how it's avoidable.
Yeah.
And don't tell them they're wrong then.
All right. You got Zeppelin with the Maxwell Show and the Lou. Patrick Kane, he scores on himself. Talk about it coming up next. 97.9, the Loop and the Maxwell Show. Hawks win last night. Rob, you got some audio. Kaner actually scores on the Hawks there.
So this is what happened. There's a bit of a scrum by the Edmonton net, and then Kaner passes it back, and it just keeps on going, and it sounded like this.
Hawks, oh, now this puck, if it goes into the net, it's going to be a good goal, and it is! The Hawks have scored on their own vacated net with a delayed penalty to be called.
Stand by.
That really is the only response, but since the Blackhawks ended up winning 5-3, you can just laugh about the whole deal.
Yeah, player would be over, and he's picked up speed and just kept going in.
He's blaming the puck.
Kind of a weird play, I guess.
I beat the puck because the puck is asking for it.
It's on ice. Of course it picked up speed. Yes.
Well, thank God they won because they lost, what, like three in a row, which is, you know, devastating for
us. By Blackhawks standards,
yes.
Yeah.
No, if they lost.
The losing skid we have here.
If they lost 3-2 on the Patrick Kane own goal, the meltdown taking place this morning would be just spectacular.
Yeah. Hossa gets a big goal. It's his birthday after
all. Yeah, and I missed the last one. That's going to bug me.
I tried to score for both of my daughters, and I could not score for both daughters. And now only one of my children gets to eat.
By the way, I would like to point out that he does look a little skinny.
Here we go.
I saw the interview, the on-ice post-game interview, and I will say that he is looking a little thin.
So now, he's on painkillers, right? Right? Right?
Well, I just, you know, the guy does have, you know, back problems.
He fell off the wagon. He knows all. No, I mean, I think, and this is me talking out loud here, is that hockey players have a way of staying in shape, and that's called playing hockey. It's not like he's not working out.
Right.
Well, I know, but he does look a little thin, right?
Are you suggesting that he goes...
I'm going to crack the code.
He should go to the Chicago Cut Steakhouse after the game and get the old 96er just to keep his weight up?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he does look a little thin, though, in the face. You know what I'm saying?